Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're excited right now to get on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to Commanders tight end John Bates. John, what's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, guys? Doing well.
Coming straight from ballet?
Family's out of town this week, so no ballet, just extra treatment and getting in the building and getting geared back up for another week.
Is that extra treatment helping us out? Getting you right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, big time. Big time.
DQ was asked about you yesterday in his presser and said, you know, on the right track, things are trending up. Do you feel like this is the week you get back on the field after missing a couple?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to get phased back into practice this week and start moving around on the field with the guys and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that's the case.
How difficult has it been, John, sitting there watching and not being able to be out there with the guys?
It's tough, man, like being the competitor I am and just wanting to like go out there and help the team, you know, do anything possible to win. It's tough. And I think I've missed maybe one game in my entire NFL career. And so sitting out one, but having to sit out two has been something really weird and different for me. And definitely not easy, but it, you know, when you sit out for a game and you've got something going on like this, it also too makes you hungry to come back as fast as possible and get back out there and help the guys.
When, you know, it was interesting because you told us where you were for the Raiders game. You were up in the booth watching, and that game ends up kind of being a runaway. And as difficult as it is to watch and not participate, that still had to be kind of a fun experience. What's it like to watch a game that goes the other way, like the Atlanta one?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough anytime you lose, right? And obviously not being able to be out there and help contribute in any way is tough, but, you know, we got a resilient group and, you know, we got a group of guys that are mature and want to come in and, you know, fix any issues that we had going on to help leap ourselves forward coming into the next game. And so, we got a motivated group and, yeah, just excited to get after it this week, man.
You and Sam Cosmi are tight. It seems like Sam could be really close to a return as well. Did he have ballet this morning? Do you think Sam is ready to get back out there?
Yeah. No, I think I'm excited for him, man. Like, it's been a long journey for him, long road recovery and just a lot of hard work that he's put into it. And so I think that they're opening up his practice window, and I'm just excited to have him back out there. And I know he's excited to be back out there, too.
John, looking at the running game, this running game still has a lot of success in Atlanta and was effective. And when you see that happening when you're not there, do you see things you can help with to make it even better than what it's been?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I take a tremendous amount of pride in it. And the O-line and the tight ends have done a great job of, you know, in these last two games, just being able to establish the run game and get that going. And so it just excites me, you know, that we're able to accomplish that much already. And, you know, it just makes me that much more excited to come back and hope that, I can go out there and help even improve the run game more and, you know, have these other tight ends and O-linemen continue to do the same thing.
When you watch a young guy like Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, let me ask you about Chris, because that's a guy you've known since he was drafted. How impressed have you been with how Rodriguez, I think he really showcased it in the Atlanta game when he hit that long one. How much have you seen him change his body and add speed over his years here in Washington?
Yeah, I know over coming into this offseason, the last offseason, I know that was like a big thing for him, was just being able to change his body, you know, still be super strong, but slim up a little bit and work on that speed. And I'm just always impressed by C-Rod, man. Like ever since he's gotten here, like I've seen what he is as a running back and what he's been able to do and produce for us, you know, in our team. And every time, you know, he gets put into the situation where, you know, they're counting on him to come in and step up and run the ball and do his thing, man. Like he's a pro's pro. Like he steps into that role, no flinching, and he just does what he does, man. Like bully ball player, breakaway speed, and it's just been so exciting for C-Rod. Like I love that dude. He just works his, you know, his tail off and comes in the building with the right attitude every single day, and he deserves everything he gets.
Talking with John Bates here, Commanders tight end. Missed the last two games, hoping to get back on the field week 5 against the Chargers. So, John, you mentioned your family's out of town. So, are you solo in the house?
Solo in the house. So, just a lot of treatment, hanging out with the dogs, getting stuff done around the house while I'm by myself. So,
I ask you this question, John. What's
quiet?
The,
it's quiet.
What's the like the eating schedule when your family's gone? Do you cook or do you go out?
I'll cook a little bit. I just really have been kind of leaning on the meals here at the facility. but I can cook, but when we got the meals at the facility, I've really just been leaning on that.
It's and hard,
I
mean, to I'll argue get with Chef Brandon, dude. Yeah. The food is
Brandon
so good.
Kills it, man. It's like, I'll tell you what, for now being my 5th year here, like, I don't think there's ever been one instance where I'm like, I'm not really, like, feeling lunch today, this lunch today, or, you know, this dinner. I'm just going to order something to the facility. It's like every single day those guys bring it, and they just do so much for us, and appreciate the heck out of them because, I mean, they're you know, tier one, top class cooks and chefs back there. They do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's interesting, John, that you brought that up? There's not a ton of players, honestly, in that locker room that have been there as long as you now, which might seem crazy because you're still a young player, but, like, that's just the nature of the NFL. Teams turn over every year. Since you were drafted in 21, I mean, that was before the team got sold. Like how different – everybody talks about, you know, how different is the day-to-day being in the facility? From 21 to now.
Yeah, man, it's so different. And, you know, I had some great coaches and, like, people that are in here before everything happened, and super grateful for them. But just, like, what DQ and AP have been able to do for, like, the culture and just, like, the vibe and the energy in the building, it's, like, it's crazy. You just walk in with, like, this freedom in yourself, and there's no one being tight ass around the building. No one's, you know, coaching just or playing to, like, save their butts and their jobs. There's like a sense of freedom because they have belief in us and respect for us as players. And I think it's reciprocal from the players to the coaches as well. And so, you know, it's an environment where you're able to come in and be free and be yourself. Obviously there's the expectation and the standard of, you know, working our tails off and, you know, playing the way that we do, but it's just great, man. Like it's such a free atmosphere and a place where you can be yourself, and it's been spectacular.
That's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Here. I'm curious, especially with wife and kids out of town, did you stay up and watch the Monday night doubleheader last night?
I made it to like probably halftime of the late game. Once 10 o'clock rolls around, I'm getting to a point now, I'm 30s creeping in here in the next couple of years. I gotta get my beauty sleep. I know.
You're a JP solid.
I got kids.
I saw the end of the last game.
That means you fell asleep in between.
No. I got home a little
bit
later.
That's right when you got home, though.
Opening it up to make sure, like, I got to get my beauty sleep when I can.
I turned it off and read a little bit, but it wasn't captivating. I'm curious, dude. Obviously, you're a football player, Pacific Northwest guy. Like, did you play other sports growing up?
Yeah, man. I was like, I did it all. I did football, basketball. I wrestled like 2 years growing up. Baseball, football, track and field. When I was in seventh grade in the spring, I would get done with school, go from school to soccer practice at a park across from our school. Then I would walk back to the school, do track practice. And then I go from track practice to baseball practice. So I've just always been like super active, and my parents were amazing and supportive of me. And I think I'm most fortunate to grow up in a small town too, where everyone did everything and everything was close by. And so I was fortunate enough to, my parents let me do kind of all the sports that I wanted to, and were always super supportive of that. But no, man, I was a sports junkie. Like whatever it was, I was trying to do it.
I tell you what, as your kids are young right now, just buckle up for the way youth sports are now, because it's not just going across the street to the park. You just end up being an Uber driver.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like a completely different world now, even from like when I was in high school to like college. I mean, the 7-on-7 football stuff is blown up and everything's turning into like a AAU league, but I don't know. I also see like the value in kids doing sports at their school and being around like the people that they grew up in and their community and stuff too. And I think obviously the competitive leagues and stuff are great for competition and stuff, but I think there's also something super special about, sticking close to your community and doing things with, you know, local coaches and stuff like that too, that are super beneficial for kids. And I think at the end of the day, if you got an athlete or your kid's an athlete, like no matter whether they do AAU or local stuff, like if they're a good enough athlete, they're going to get seen for their potential and worth. So
totally. I think, to that point, I think one of the most interesting kind of subplots of the transfer portal and NIL and everything is you're starting to see, especially at the quarterback position, some of these guys that emerge as like real stud quarterbacks aren't necessarily, they don't have to go to Michigan or Texas or whatever. Like,
they can go wherever.
The kid, John Mateer, who's now hurt at Oklahoma, like he bounced around a little bit. This dude at Indiana that might be the overall number one pick now has bounced around a ton. And I think between social media, there's so many more outlets for good athletes to get seen. You know what I mean?
For sure. And I think like kind of an overlooked thing now, and especially college athletics, you have all these kids that want to bounce around and go from place to place and play right away, which I think from a competitive standpoint is awesome. That guys want to, obviously everyone wants to go out and play right away, but I think a super overlooked aspect too, or perspective, is just like the development piece, man. Like if you can stick somewhere and really like truly develop yourself with a coaching staff and coaches and the guys around you, like you give yourself such a better chance, in my opinion, of being able to like develop your skills and your your work ethic, your character, and all those things. And that's why, like, Boise State, like where I went to, I think is such a special place, because you don't have a lot of guys going into the transfer portal, and you're getting a lot of, you know, high-class recruits now, even more than before, and you're getting guys like that, to like Ash and Genty last year, passed up on millions of dollars to go to probably anywhere he could have wanted to go, but because, you know, he knew how special Boise was and how great it was for his development and everything else. Like, it's just a super special thing. It's something I think that's like really overlooked too. And so I definitely see the value in that.
For sure. Last thing for me, John, did you grow up a Mariners fan? I'm curious, baseball wise, who you like.
It's super weird, random, but when I was like in first grade, my dad was, my parents were both educators, but they went to like this conference thing in St. Louis. My dad came back with Albert Pujols jersey for me.
Oh.
And so I don't follow baseball much as much as I used to growing up, but ever since he brought that home, I was Cardinals jersey. So I got to watch them win, you know, two or three World Series there in that mid 2000s, early 20 teens era with Pujols and Carpenter and Molina and all those guys. And so that was kind of my team growing up. A little bit random, but that's kind of the story behind it.
All right, that works, man. Cards aren't playing
when you're
now.
You're young, but, and you get something from a team, bro, it sticks to you.
Well, and they're also like a classic MLB franchise too. I got no beef with the St. Louis Cardinals. John, thanks for your time, dude. We will see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you. Cool,
enjoy the quiet at the house.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Commanders tight end John Bates. Says he's looking forward to getting back to practice this week. Hopes to be on the field week 5 against the Chargers. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.